Time to bring in the chair of the music department at Hotchkiss School, Fabio Witkowski, who's going to join us this morning. Good morning, Fabio.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
Great. Good question. Is it snowing there? I have to go to Hotchkiss.
It is light snow. That's right.
Okay, so I should have an okay drive. I feel so like this is so incredible. Like you're telling me the weather like this, such a customized way. I like it.
Well, it's funny. For only 3 inches of snow, the roads were kind of slippery, but they look like they're all clearing up now. So you should have no problem.
Great. So I have to go to work. Fine.
Yeah, you have to go to work. Indian Mountain's on a 2-hour delay, but not you're not in Indian Mountain. So.
Hotchkiss is never delayed.
No, that's exactly right. Boy, you're right about that. All right. Well, you've got an incredible show coming up at Hotchkiss on the 23rd.
Yes, I am so excited about this one. You know, those rare times in life, actually, when you have an idea, you have a dream, and then something, you know, well, many things happen, and that kind of comes to fruition. That's kind of what's happening this Saturday, and now will be happening on a regular basis in our community. So we have a lot of talented musicians in our department, and I thought, like, how neat would it be if we could have, I mean, in addition to our student orchestra, we could have a semi-professional orchestra, some sort of orchestra academy, where anywhere from 15 or 20 of our most talented students or most experienced students are selected, and then we bring a group of 20, 25 amazing, seasoned, experienced professionals to join them. And, you know, our students learn a lot from the professionals. The professionals have the opportunity to inspire, to work with the next generation. And then, of course, our audience is there in the first row seat to enjoy and to watch all of this magic happening. That's what's happening on Saturday, February 23rd, 7 o'clock, El First Hall. We have the prelude concert of this new Hotchkiss professional orchestra. We'll still have a big gala opening later on in the year, but you know, I can be impatient. So let's not wait. Let's see if we can make this thing work. This Saturday we'll have this concert. We are joined by our fantastic friend Leonel Morales, flying from Madrid, Spain, just to play with us. Beautiful program, Beethoven First Symphony, Opus 21. Then Chopin First Piano Concerto, an absolutely poetical, lyrical piece. Beethoven Symphony is, I mean, that's the beginning of his revolution. Both are young pieces, perfect for young performers. So I think you can tell I'm very excited about this, and I hope our community will also be excited because, hey, we have a new orchestra in our community.
Well, you know, and now this is a 50, for people to understand, this is a 52-piece orchestra.
Basically, that will be it. Yes. And all that, you know, in that stunning hall, sounding great, and I think we'll probably, I would need to do my diligent homework here, which I usually don't do, but it's very rare for people to enjoy symphonic concerts, you know, full orchestras, and as always, completely free. So this is really a great treat for us and for our community.
So once again, folks, this is another free concert at Hotchkiss coming up on February 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Elfers Hall. And it's very rare, and Fabio, you're exactly right. It's very rare you're going to get to hear the full sound, and especially in a space like Hotchkiss provides, of a full 52 members orchestra. Now, is it going to be hard to keep this together, or is, because, you know, students, I know the students at Hotchkiss just I'm amazed at how well they have to handle their time to do everything they do. Is this going to be a struggle to keep on? Because this is, I think, something pretty rare in a school like this.
You're absolutely right. People talk a lot about experiential learning, which I think it's fantastic. It's the best way to learn, to experience something. In my mind, there's nothing more experiential than this. You know, they are having the experience of being a professional. So sometimes students think, oh, wow, someone who plays at New York Philharmonic, who plays at Berlin Philharmonic, they don't need to practice. You know, they just know their repertoire, go there and play. That, unfortunately, nothing could be farther from the truth. You know, these people have to practice so much. We rehearse a lot. So basically, the students have already been rehearsing these pieces, and then professionals will arrive on Hotchkiss campus Thursday, Friday. We put everyone together, we say a few prayers, and then we'll see what happens on Saturday.
It should be a lot of fun, and I think it should be not only for the students, I think, but equally as much fun. I would say it's not a fun. It's going to be exciting and fun for the students, and I think for the professionals coming in, it's also going to be fun and exciting simply because it's all coming together. It's like a play. It's all coming together at the final moment.
I couldn't agree more. And we have, we also can only do this because we live in such a rich area. So within, 80 minutes from Ohio, it seems that we are so much in the middle of nowhere, but no, we're not. We are right in the epicenter of so much culture, of so much talent. So I would say that within 80 minutes, we can have professionals from Hartford Symphony, from New Haven, from the Bard area. I mean, it's amazing the kind of talent that will be coming to join our students in this orchestra. It's absolutely amazing. And I also think it's something that it's not done enough, putting professionals working together with students in front of an audience. I think this is a very important thing for classical music, breaking all these distances and keeping everyone together and very close in supporting and inspiring each other. So I'm very, very excited about this new project.
And what's great about this, and I'll put it all in perspective, this past weekend, the talented students at Hotchkiss School put on a dramatic presentation by Noel Coward that ran all weekend long, and now you have coming up this. And what's great about this concert and your concerts that you bring in here, Fabio, and you set up, it's free, and to hear a full 52-piece orchestra perform anywhere is something that's for free.
It's magical, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, God bless technology, and we love listening. I mean, not CDs anymore, of course. But, downloading all this music, it's great. But if anything, and nowadays, our crazy technology and who buys CDs anymore, if anything, and I like this trend, concerts are becoming very special again. Enough downloading. Let's come listen to the thing live. Feel our chair vibrating with this amazing sound and seeing everyone walking. So I do the trend, and we'll be there performing for
all right.
Our community.
There's nothing like being able to feel the music when you hear the music.
Exactly.
All right, Fabio, well, good luck with it. I know the concert will be great, and keep us attuned to what's going to go on for the rest of the year.
Putting a quick little plug, after this, we March break, we stop. That's when Hotchkiss closes, right? We'll be away playing some concerts in Asia, but then April 6th, my beautiful wife and I, Gisele, and I will be playing a fantastic two-piano program at Hotchkiss. So I hope folks will join us for this great celebration of two massive pianos playing together. We do a lot of four hands. This time I'm so lucky I actually get to use my own keyboard, so it's quite an upgrade. It will be a lot of fun to play that concert.
All right, Fabio. Have a great weekend, and we'll speak to you next time.
Great. Thank you so much, Marshall. Always great to talk to you.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Fabio Witkowski, who is the chair of the music department at Hotchkiss School, and the concert coming up with the Hotchkiss 52-piece orchestra on February 23rd at 7, free and open to the public, hotchkiss.org/arts for more information.